But I wanted to pray for you all, you know, the two of you. And,
wow. I'm going to pray for you out of Isaiah 42. In verse 22, it says, "But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in pits or hidden away in prisons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them. They have made loot with no one to say, send them back." And another version of the Bible says, "Will nobody cry out, restore?" Restoration needs to be a principle that is operating in the church today, because so many people need restoration. Wow. And I feel that God is touching the two of you, because you have hearts for people, and you have a heart to see when people are struggling and people are going through rough times. And God is going to use the two of you to touch them in a mighty, powerful way. Wow. I believe it's Galatians 3 when it says that when someone is going through a hard time, to be very careful what you say to them, because by the end of the day, the very thing that they need, you might need for yourself. And that is such a picture of grace. And there is grace upon both of your lives. And God wants to use you to restore people, you know, to take them out of their bondages. And many of them are in a place that it's no fault of their own. We talked yesterday at the lunch table that everybody has a story. God spoke that so clearly to me. And until you know their story and understand their story, you have no right to say stuff to them.
That's true.
And that tells me you need to listen to them. You know, when we get around people, we ask them, "Hey, what do you do? What's going on in your life?" Because we want to know them. And before sometimes you can get to the restoration stage, it's to understand who they are and what grieves them. And, you know, I believe what grieves the Lord is when no one cries out, "Restore." So many people need restoration in their lives, and God is going to use you, mighty man of God, to speak into men's lives and to touch them in a powerful way. Wow. And I'm going to just tell you that God is about to drop men in your life, that the canker worm has come and the caterpillar and the palmer worm has just eaten every bit of bark off of their heart. And they are in such a bad place. And God is going to use you, man of God. He's going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you the words of knowledge to look into their hearts. And you have such a spirit about you that they want, that you're trusted, and they trust you, and they want to just open up to you. And God is going to use you to touch their hearts in a mighty way to bring restoration to them. And even their marriages, and even their relationship with their wives and their children, you know, because God says, "You're a mighty man of God. You have what it takes to do what God is calling you to do." And even in your childhood, and even in those days where you struggled, and you were even looking for affirmation in your own life. And, you know, the Bible says we lack so many fathers, but God is saying that the DNA in you is a fatherly heart, and God is already doing it in your life, but he's going to use you to bring restoration to so many people. And you know, God made an incredible promise to us. He said that he will finish the things that he began in us. And man of God, he is taking you to that place where he's about to put the finishing touches on you. And through your love and through your ministry, many masterpieces that are in the works under God's hands, God is going to use you to help finish those masterpieces, because these men have given up. And they feel like they've got nothing left. And And even for your own life, God says when you go home today, you need to look in the mirror and say, look at what the Lord has done. Mm-hmm. You're not what people thought you were going to be. And all the negative words that were spoken over your life that you wouldn't amount to anything, or I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, you have beat all the odds. And God is on your side. And God is going to use you like a can opener to open up men's hearts that they can live again and breathe again and know that God loves them and cares for them and that they amount to something. And a woman of God, restoration began in the book of Genesis. Wow. Because it says these are the days that God is restoring all things. And we're in a season where God is going to restore all things. And the best, you know, when that locust comes and the canker worm comes and the palmer worm comes, the best pesticide that we have against them is prayer. And as you pray, O woman of God, hallelujah. Know this, says the Lord your God, that a fresh impartation of my Spirit is coming upon your life, says the Lord. And I have given you an assignment, says the Lord. And your assignment is right from me. And God says, I am calling you, O woman of God, to shake the hearts of young women that have been so beat up and so knocked down, says the Lord your God. And I'm going to put people in front of you, a woman of God, that have planted a field that are expecting to get a huge harvest out of it, and they might only get a half a bushel. And their hearts are broken. And they've turned to other things. And God says, I'm going to use you to exhort them. I'm going to use you to be that oil that you're going to rub upon their lives, and their lives will be forever changed. The two of you are called to restoration. And God says, I haven't brought you to your limits yet. I haven't brought you to your full potential yet, says the Lord. And this is the year that he's going to bring you to that full restoration. And man, you guys, you've been in the men's meetings. You've heard me talk that restoration means to restore something into a condition that it was better than it was in its original condition. And God is going to use the two of you to do that, to cry out, restore over people's lives. Wow. You know, I'm going to say it to you, man of God, I've forgotten your name. I apologize. What?
Josh.
Josh. Judah was living in horrible times. But there was hope. And you're that hope. And God is going to use you in a mighty way. It looks like that you've been living through a season, oh man of God, where it looks like and you felt like God has forgotten about you. Or, you know, you're not hearing like you would normally hear. And God says, get ready. This is the year of download. This is the year I'm going to download. And you know, I mentioned earlier to the two of you, I think I did, or maybe to the group, about who's feeding your feed. I spoke about it last night. Mm-hmm. The two of you are going to teach them how to stop listening to the worldly feed and how to tap into the godly feed. I'm going to teach them how to put Holy Spirit filters on their ears, in their hearts, to monitor the thoughts that are coming into their lives. It's going to drastically change them forever. Pastor Richard, would you pray over them, please?
Lord, thank you for Josh and Laura. Thank you, Lord, for your word that we just seal over them. Thank you, Lord, for 2023, the year of restoration. Please declare it and seal it In Jesus' name. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I pray for. I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
Micah.
You know, when I came up to you earlier, I just felt such an impression upon my spirit that the spirit of Joseph is upon your life. And all through Genesis 36, when it talks about Joseph and the plight of Joseph, it says, "And the Lord was with Joseph." The Lord is with you, Micah. The favor of God is upon your life. And Joseph went from the pit to the prison. Wow. To the palace. Mm-hmm. And the favor of God, even though it didn't look like it, but the favor of God, even Pharaoh recognized that the favor of God was on him. And I think in Proverbs 10, somewhere, it says, "The work of the righteous leads to life." And the righteousness that is upon your life, like it was upon Joseph's life, is going to change people's lives. And even though there were all those accusations made against him, and he was sold, and everything that took place, God had a plan and a purpose for him. And there was no way that Joseph was going to attain that plan and that purpose had he not lived through what God had him live through. And sometimes that might feel that way for your life. I believe one time in chapter 36 it says the Lord was with Joseph and he prospered. And I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, because you have held on, because you have said, "Lord, I'm just going to be faithful in everything that you put in my hands, and I'm just going to trust you for everything that you say will come to pass." And because I believe, Lord, the mission that you have put in my life and my wife's life is of you. Wow. It's going to come to pass. I believe that this is the year for 2023 that God says, "I'm going to take you from the prison and I'm going to put you in the palace to be an overseer, to see." Famine times? Yeah, man, we're in famine times, but I'm telling you, God has given you a level of intelligence. He's given you a level of common sense. And he's given you a place to excel. And because of your humble spirit, says the Lord, the Lord says, "I'm going to partner with you this year. I'm going to be your partner. And I'm not going to be a silent partner. I'm going to be a very active partner in your life. And I'm going to speak to you. And I'm going to give you guidance. Because this is your year to bloom. This is your year to..." I feel you got a word for young people. I feel you got a word especially for young adults that are struggling with what's going on in the world today. And God is going to use you to help them navigate the landmines of life through your own wisdom and words of knowledge. And God says, "Get ready. I don't know all you do, but despite everything that's going on around here, it's going to be a prosperous year for you." Wow. I remember when I was getting ready, I was going to go for my private pilot's license, and someone had brought me a book, and I was studying, and I read about the attitude of the propellers, something I never knew. When things get bumpy, there's a little dial above your head, above the pilot seat, that you turn, and what it does is it changes the angle of the props, and by doing that, it can smooth out the ride. And God has put a attitude lever in your heart that when things get rough and bumpy in other people's lives, you're going to help them discover for themselves what will smooth out the ride. And it's prayer, it's intercession, but more importantly, it's being honest with themselves. It's dealing with the faults and the voids that they have in their lives. And God is going to use you in a mighty way to help them make those adjustments in their life. And you and your wife, your home, I feel to tell you that you're another couple, that your home is going to be a place where people are going to come and be healed. Their lives are going to be set on track. And God is going to use you in a mighty way. I feel to tell you that promotion in the natural is coming upon your life. And I don't know why, but I just feel there's this teaching spirit in you that is just, you just got a way to relate with people, to get them to catch things, and they catch it very quickly. And so this is your year. This is 2023. Your hand needs to be on the plow, and your wife, if she's listening to this, your hands need to be on the plow, because there's going to be a lot of work that's going to need to be done in order to see the fulfillment of what God has coming. You are married, right? Oh, that wasn't your wife. I think that's my
girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
He wasn't married.
Right now.
I have to tell you, I normally ask if someone's hitched, and I didn't feel to ask it this time because it felt so natural.
Yeah.
Last night we both said, like, if he asked us, like, she was like, not yet, not yet.
And I just feel that's why I didn't ask you, because I just felt it was so natural. So there you go. You two need to get ready. God's pairing you up. This is it. This is going to be your year. And God is going to use the two of you so mightily. That's why he's got you together. You know? I mean, how long have you been dating?
8 months. On Monday.
Yeah, that's coming to an end real soon. It's a good thing. Honestly, God normally shows me, and that's why I ask if you're hitched, and I just felt there's such a, it's almost like you are hitched, you know, so it's going to be good, it's going to be good, and that's why I believe the young adults are going to be around you guys, because they're half-baked, and you're going to help bake. Bake the rest of the way, and it'll be a good thing. So, Pastor Richard, you want to pray over?
Lord, thank you for Monica. Thank you, Lord, for Alessia also. And we just thank you, Lord, for this great word of hope and promise, and that you see the end from the beginning. And so, Lord, we just seal the word of the Lord and the destiny of God over Micah, over Alessia. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have nothing but good plans. In Jesus' name,
amen. I want to pray for this gentleman here in the gray jacket. What's your name?
Chuck.
John?
Chuck.
Hallelujah, Chuck. Hallelujah. Chuck, I've just been looking at you, and the Lord brought me to 1 Samuel, verse 7. And it's where Samuel was sacrificing a burnt offering. And the men of Israel rushed out to Mizpah and pursued the Philistines, and they were slaughtering them along the way. And then it says in verse 12, then Samuel took a stone and he set it up between Mizpah and Shen. And he named it Ebenezer, saying, thus far the Lord has helped us. Wow. That stone is a stone of help. And when I worked at Remington Arms, I worked with what was called a touchstone because I had to test the hardness of steel for the barrels and the magazines. And so I would have a pallet that had certain steels that when I would put them on the grinder, they would throw a certain spark. And then the steel that came out of the heat treating, I had to put it on the other wheel, and if the sparks didn't match, then it didn't match the touchstone and the load was rejected. And I kept looking at you, and the Lord said, that's an Ebenezer. He's a stone of health. He's a touchstone.
Yeah.
For others to emulate after. Not that you're perfect or to give you any kind of ego, but we have a generation that needs to be taught from genuine people that have integrity and character. And, you know, in the words of Samuel, he says, thus far the Lord has helped us. And to me, that's a statement of future hope that yes. the Lord is going to continue to help. And that's who you are. You're a man of faith and hope. You're a man that says, you know, I don't care how difficult this looks. I don't care how it doesn't look. We're not sure how it's all going to come about or something, but we're not going to run from our enemy. We're going to make this happen.
Yep.
Because if God is for us, who can be against us?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm thinking of the scripture that says when they prayed, it was like the thunder of the Lord came and it threw the enemy into confusion and they started to fight amongst themselves. And that's how you pray. When you pray, there's almost a noise of thunder that comes out of your prayer. And God, you have tapped into the vein of God in prayer and intercession. You know, I wish, you know, don't get upset with me, guys, but I wish more men could tap like Chuck has tapped in to the Lord, because we need the men. I'm grateful for the women and the intercept, but we need warriors. We need men warriors on the line. And Chuck, you're a warrior. You are a warrior, and I see you raising up young warriors and teaching them how to pray and teaching them how to fight. And you got people today, we go into some of these churches and I say, do you have pre-service prayer? No. Why not? Well, people know how to pray. No, they don't. When I got saved, I didn't know how to pray. I came out of a Catholic church. I knew how to pray out of a hymnal. I didn't know how to pray for myself.
Yeah.
Okay? And we need people to teach us how to pray and how to pray with integrity. Did you, man of God, if you had a slogan, I would say your slogan is, the enemy is under my feet. He has been defeated. You have seen your share of defeats and you have seen your share of victories and you have learned from every defeat. And you've got a passion and you've got a faith in you. And I wrote next to this scripture, another scripture, Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of God has been subjected to violence and the violent people have taken it by force. Mm-hmm. That's you. That should be on your sweatshirt. Should be on your t-shirt. I'm a man that will take things by force through the power of prayer and intercession. God says, you've got a word. You've got stuff in your heart that this generation needs to hear about. And it needs to get into their spirit from a trusted soul such as yourself. So get ready. You're another one. When I said the word remantling, God's remantling every one of your leaders here. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, not that they're doing something different, he's taking them to a new level. Mm-hmm. The mantle is going to fit, and they're being remantled to take what they do to a whole new level. Mm-hmm. And Chuck, I just got to say it. I was going to hold it back, and I can't. You're about to see the supernatural take place this year in 2020.
Come on. Mm-hmm.
You're about to see it happen. The supernatural. And those things robbed and stolen from you are going to be replenished to you with dividends. I love saying that. Delayed answers to prayer carry dividends. So let them be delayed, because God's going to, he's going to do the best. So you stay on track. Don't veer. Stay in the trot that God's got you in and watch and see what God's going to do. But man, you get your hands on every young person you can get your hands on and pray for them. You know, more is caught than taught. Just pray for them. Amen. Pastor Richard?
Yeah. Amen.
Pray for Chuck.
Lord, thank you for Chuck, your faithful servant.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for these great promises over 2023.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for release of the supernatural beyond what he could ask or think.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We are blessed, he and Estelle, and we thank you, Lord, for this word, and we seal it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let me pray for Stefan. You guys are always doing something. You're always, when we were here last time, you were setting up, or you got the responsibility of the music and everything. And you would just get away from us. Sharon, did you bring your anointer? Because I feel to anoint their hands today.
I got it here.
Wow.
Hello.
Go ahead, Sharon. Wow. In Philippians 4, in verse 12, it says, I know what it is to be in need. And I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Wow. And even Jude 1:20, I'll paraphrase it. It basically says, you know, you must build each other up. You must build each other up. And you must have, I think that's the scripture that calls it holy faith. That you have to have a holy faith in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe the two of you are warriors in the kingdom of God. You listen. Sometimes we just don't like what God puts on us, but you are warriors. Man, I'm telling you, you know, Stefan, I look at you and I say, man, this is the most laid-back guy I've ever met. And the Lord says, you don't know what's under that hood. You just don't know. This is a guy that he keeps digging until he finds what he needs to find. And if he's got to work through the night, he'll do it to make it happen. The two of you have learned and you have experienced that when you surround yourself with the presence of God, you find new joy, new hope, new love, new faith. And see, I believe that that's what's going to start to happen here through the two of you. Because you're kind of like at the gate of the worship for the presence of God to fall. And let me just take an aside here. Pastor Richard and Pastor Mercy, sometimes when this presence comes, it's a holy hush. Mm. And in our circles, that's the key time to prophesy. Everybody starts running up. Don't be afraid of those holy moments. Don't be afraid of those quiet times. If people are running up, having to want to give words, just quiet them down.
because God wants some quiet time with the people of Harvest. He wants to speak. See, we have to hear. It's wonderful to have a prophetic voice. We have to learn to hear the voice of God ourselves. And that's what God's doing with the two of you. The two of you are going to start to hear the voice of God like you have never heard before, because you're surrounding yourself with His presence because you have sought after the Lord. You're seeking after Him. And as you do, man, I got to tell you, I could have prophesied this over you last night, but I had to go back to the room and say, I got to sleep on this because I'm going to make sure I'm hearing what I'm hearing. But you guys are about to produce some songs for not only a generation, but you're going to produce songs for the season that we're in that is going to bring hope and promises to people's lives. Wow. I don't know if you guys are doing this already, but I'm telling you, God is starting to move upon the two of you in a special way. Now, I wrote next to this scripture, encourage others to seek His presence. Show them that it is the Lord's will for us to be a house of prayer. Teach others how to die to themselves. Show others that prayer is simply talking to God and sanctifying to intercede for others. I'm telling you, I believe the music that is about to start to come out of you is just going to usher in the presence of the Lord like you've never seen before. And it's going to take off all the encumbrances of people's lives. Now, I'm not trying to pigeonhole you to music, because you're not pigeonholed, because the two of you have so much to offer the body of Christ. But right now, in this season that we're in, God is going to use you to bring songs to people's hearts that's going to forever change their lives. And then you're going to mentor them into the will of God for their lives and the destiny that they have in their lives. And I think it's so powerful. You know, when I hear this coming out of my mouth and what God is doing, God is taking the two of you and He's knit the two of you together to be one powerful club in the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And woman of God, I feel to tell you that, man, no one can tell you to slow down, because that word doesn't exist in your vocabulary. So I'm not even going to bother going there, okay? And what I'm going to say to you is that God is about to open up some new doors. I don't know. I see you in a room praying, and I see you saying, Lord, we need more of Your favor, and we need more of Your provision. And I just can't seem to get through these iron fences and these iron gates. And God says, this is the year that God is going to demolish those barriers. And the provision of God that you've been praying and hoping for is about to be released. And I want to say to you in particular, just like David had five mighty men around him, God is going to give you five mighty women around you. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of it, it's a fivefold mighty women around you. Mm-hmm. Prophetic, pastoral, teacher, evangelist, pastor. And that team is going to help build other teams, help build the infrastructure of the church for what God is about to lay, because God is about to put a new floor on to Harvest in the spiritual. Mm-hmm. And it's going to need workers, and it's going to need people trained. And God is going to put these five mighty women around you.
And it's going to be so powerful. And God says, take a step back. If you go into the Selah moment, you need to take a Selah. I don't know how to say this to you other than just saying it. God wants you to kind of go into neutral for a while because he needs to do some rewiring. Because, listen, the ways you've been using have been great, but he wants to rewire you for what's coming. And so, you know, you're going to do it one of two ways. You're going to do it the surrender way, or he's going to put you down and work you, because he's got a work that needs to be done, and it needs to be done quickly because it's coming. Wow. Wow. And Stefan, listen, God has gifted you with so much. He has. You're talented and you're gifted, and music and everything that we've just said about you. But more importantly, hold on. You're an Enoch in the house. Enoch's name means to be dedicated. And God is going to use you. I feel, because you kind of married into the... I get it. And lots of times people can be cruel. And well, he's got this because look who he married and blah, 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 blah. And you've handled it really well because you truly know your identity in Christ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because you know your identity in Christ, God is settling it in your spirit. Yeah, music, all of that stuff is there. But I'm going to say this to you. There's a prophetic, I recognize, there is a prophetic anointing on your life. There really is. It's dormant. It pops up now and then, but it's really there. Mm-hmm. And so I want to make an offer to you, okay? I'm going to be teaching this prophetic class again probably in the fall, because there's a registration fee and everything for it. We'll pay your registration fee if you will give us 8 weeks of the class, because I feel that if you get some of the basic principles that were taught to me from my mentors into your spirit, that God is going to open up your heart to the prophetic, and it's going to be so profound. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be prophelying. Mm-hmm. It's going to be prophesying. And it's going to be powerful, and it's going to change and touch a generation. Mm. You just need some of the logs to burn that fire. Mm. And I heard his voice this morning. I was teaching, and you kept coming up back, trying to teach, and the Lord is saying, he needs to be in this. Not that it's the guru of stuff, but what it does is it'll open up your heart to some of the things scripturally in the prophetic, because it's all scripturally based, mm-hmm. for you to move, because God's put a prophetic mantle on your life. He really has. And we need young prophets to be in the wings and in the making. And, you know, I'm, by the way, I don't subscribe to, like my mentors taught me, you know, you just sit there for 6 months, you know. I'm one that says exercise it. And, you know, when you're under somebody mentoring you and you're teachable, but exercise it. And I believe God's going to open up. He's actually putting a new mantle upon you. And it's the mantle of Elijah.
Whoa.
And that's a powerful mantle. Because Elijah, it says in the Word of God that Elijah retraced the steps of Elisha. And everywhere he went, the people knew who he was. Wasn't that the young man that was with Elijah? And the wonderful thing about Elisha is
he got a double blessing. And I feel to tell the two of you, a double blessing is coming upon your lives this year in 2023. So when the time comes, I'll notify you and I'll get you in the class. And it's an hour and a half every other Saturday for, you know, the timing out here is 7 in the morning, so you got to rise because I have to take care of it. I got people on Central Time and I got people on West Coast or East Coast Time, so I had to find something that worked. But I feel you are worthy of the investment. And a lot of churches are not doing that today. They'll go and invest in all these most ridiculous things in the world, but they won't invest in the most valuable assets they have, and that's members of their own staff and people that they have on staff. I'm not saying that you do that. I know that's not you, but I'm saying, you know, and I say to people, what are you investing in? What are you investing in? And you're worthy of the investment, and I want to see God use you mightily in people's lives, and that's where the prophetic songs are going to come from. And honey, if you want to be part of that class, you can join right in because I believe the two of you together collaborating with the prophetic and words of knowledge and stuff, songs of deliverance and songs of hope and, you know, and songs of faith are just going to flow out of you, and they're going to be prophetic songs. Do you sing? You sing. You're going to sing prophetic words over people's lives. You're going to start to prophesy over them, and then you're just going to go into song, and you're just going to be singing a prophetic word over their life. That's so awesome. So we'll scholarship the two of you in and give you all the materials that you need and give you access for asking questions and stuff. And because that's what we want to see. We want to see the kingdom of God furthered down the road.
Thank you.
Amen. Would you pray for them?
Yeah, Lord, thank you for Stephen and Hannah, dedicated to Jesus. Dedicated to Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you withhold nothing good from those who walk uprightly before you. And we thank you, Lord, for their humility and their resignation and surrender to your will. So we just declare, Lord, your goodness in 2023, and that you release new gifting, new horizons. Lord, you have nothing but good plans. And so we commend them to your grace. We seal the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. I don't know where you're all at. I mean, it's after 2. I don't know if you got things to do or what. I mean, I don't want to hold you guys down or hold you back.
If you have plans and feel like you need to go, you're certainly welcome. And, Pastor, why don't we do another couple if you're on a good roll?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we can eat anytime.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'm more concerned about y'all.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you guys open? Your house is still available for the next
party? I guess they should have checked on that.
Next party.
All right. I wanted to actually pray for you and your husband. That's
maybe
who I was going
to.
Oh, you went to? That's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course, the wedding is open.
But thank you for being so. Patient and hungry and wow. Actually, if I'm looking around the room, everybody has been prayed for between last night and today, other than Cindy.
And then Pastor Sam and Norma.
Pastor Sam and his wife and his couple. So,
thank you.
And
That's awesome. Okay.
Sorry for all the activity.
Looks like you took time for you to go to the bathroom, but let's do it now. Let the whole spirit settle back down.
It's still going. I've been watching to make sure it's still going.